views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
I can't believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have a family or friends. By the time that they get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. But that's definitely me. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Hello. My name is David.
And I am unfucking relatable.
And this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. This week, joining us, again, is MC.
I just smiled, but you can't see me, so I'm just going to tell you know that I smiled and shrugged.
And shrugged.
Multifaceted yes. Over here.
You're setting off mixed messages to the to the listeners. And for the first time. For the last time. No, I'm sorry. This is your second episode.
Jeez, just keep track of it, why don't you?
I am. It's hard. I've got a lot in my head. Yeah, you're unfucking forgettable.
Yeah.
You've heard him a million times already because he interjects himself constantly because he is the man recording all of this. It is Nick.
I too have facets.
Where?
Okay.
I don't know. I've lost track.
And orbs to be milked.
Oh, spoilers.
Spoiled milk.
Ew.
Anyway, thank you for joining me for this thing. So anyway, we're going on to the story. I have this female friend. Really.
I was about to say, is this like one of those like asking for a friend kind of things?
No, it is not.
Are they inflatable?
No, more or less a real person.
Okay.
Susan, we'll call her.
Okay.
Not really sure of the tense there. Have these days. Have this female friend. But oh well. We've known each other for over 10 years now. We don't live near each other anymore. And we're both much busier than we used to be. So we don't really see each other. It's going to be a laugh riot already, huh?
Sounds amazing.
Okay. There was a point in time when we used to see each other pretty much every day. We'd hang out on my lunch break from work. A bookstore, if you can believe it.
No,
MC.
I can't. With the mango bags.
No, you were very incredulous about the fact that I worked in multiple bookstores, too. And for over a decade and a half. But anyway. So we'd hang out on my lunch break from work and usually come back a great deal later than my allotted 30 minutes. Because that's what happens when...
You're the manager.
That's right. During that time, things often got strained and sometimes heated between us. This is all starting to sound very familiar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I always maintained the stance that I did nothing wrong, but somehow always felt bad later on. A lot of this, it seems, had to do with being myself.
Sounds right.
After my debacle, that's Debbie when it mixes with debacle.
Oh, I thought you just mispronounced debacle.
I figured I would get... Now, MC, you don't know Debbie.
You don't want to know
Debbie. I'm shaking my head, but I forgot that you can't see me again.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's something you're just going to have to listen for on another episode, because this is the last mention of Debbie in this episode, because...
Did you kill her?
No.
Did you want to kill her?
Yes.
All
right. Moving right along. But after this and its meaningless subsequent rebounds, it took a long time for me to want to open up to anyone. It was nice to have a female friend to be able to get that kind of female perspective again. Except for when it wasn't. I was in the middle of rediscovering kind of who I was and kind of enjoying it. And as I pulled back that curtain, it became a point of contention.
I have no idea where this is going, but like, I'm wondering, like, what kind of revelations we're about to have about Dave. Like, this is new Dave we're going to talk about here.
No, this is the Dave you know now.
Oh, that's just scary. It's his
reawakening.
So you've, this is you after, this is post-Chrysalis you that
this
we're
This is Red Dragon me.
All these references make me think of masturbation.
There was a lot of masturbation symbolism in there. I didn't go there, but yes, there was a lot of,
I know,
of,
you
like,
did bring up Chrysalis. I don't know, it's part of a reproductive sort of a thing.
I guess.
Anyhow.
Jesus.
Susan told me in several conversations that I always know what to say. Well, she may recall a time when I definitely didn't.
I actually would say that you always know what not to say and say it anyway.
Just to see how people react.
You're welcome. But I can, look, what's the sort?
It's a gift and a curse.
Knowing what to say or what not to say, it is a double-edged sword. Because, well, but it means I can wield it either way.
I don't know if I've ever seen you wield it the in the way of good.
It's all about Red Dragon me, Nick.
That still means something to do with masturbation in my head. So every time you say
it. You watch Red Dragon?
No.
You don't masturbate to Red Dragon Day? Everyone does that.
Buffalo Bill probably did.
I mean, there's a reason there was lotion in that basket.
For Buffalo Bill.
For Buffalo
Bill. But it wasn't for him. He was too busy tucking it back.
Oh, no.
Let's get back to the story.
So, slightly less horrific. Susan was in a bad car accident and broke her ankle. She called me as they were loading her into the ambulance, asking if I could show up.
Is this going to turn into misery? Because
no, okay. No. I'm fairly certain that I said something to the effect of, is that necessary? Like, what am I supposed to do? That's me, folks.
Oh, very God. George Costanza.
The veritable knight in corroded, shit-smelling armor. I did, however, end up seeing her in the hospital that night, because, to be fair, no one else showed up.
Aw.
In the subsequent months, I had also taken to being a bit of a caretaker. She couldn't work or really get out with help as she couldn't walk. She was especially nonplussed about this because the lack of physical activity caused her to gain a bit of weight. She would moan about being fat, but I consoled her by saying she was full-figured.
Okay. You idiot.
No, you did not.
You idiot. So dumb. You are so dumb.
So we'll just use synonyms fads.
I will get there. This, needless to say, did not go over well.
Oh, shit.
To be fair, I had heard women like Kate Upton to be referred to as full-figured. I certainly didn't mean Cameron Mannheim.
Oh.
Wow. There's a big difference there.
It is.
Oh, man.
My sense of humor was... Nothing is particularly wrong with Cameron Mannheim. I guess. It's not the point of the story. My sense of humor was not always well received either. I don't even remember the types of things that used to set her off. I don't think there was anything particularly sexist, as that isn't generally how I think or talk. I just remember one day when I dropped her off at home, I said something that elicited this statement. You can't talk to me the way you do to your guy friends. I had no idea why not. It's not like we were anything more than friends, so I saw no reason why I should hide part of my personality from someone claiming to be close to me. In truth, I had always hoped that we would be more than that, seeing as she had already depended on me like a boyfriend. She actually had two, which, like quarterbacks, really means you had none. She had another friend that she purposely pit against me, bad-mouthing him and, unbeknownst to me, bad-mouthing me to him. He and I always had a contentious dynamic as a result. He ended up passing away a few years later, and Susan was inconsolable. She told me that her friend and I would probably have gotten along if she wouldn't have talked us up so negatively to each other. I remember her going to Kinko's and having all these nice color copies of a program she made for his memorial service. Jump ahead about a decade to a few months ago. Susan posts a handwritten note on her Instagram captioned, "Note from the Kinko's guy," and something else I don't really remember. The note reads, in essence, "You are doing a great thing. You're a wonderful friend." Now, this was on, you know, one of those flyers.
Sure.
Now, the only reason I saw this post, because the handwriting looked very familiar, and I realized it was mine. I hadn't written her anything in years, and then it clicked. Ah, yes, the programs. I remember slipping that note in the stack of programs, because she was not talking to me that day, despite the fact that someone had to pay for those programs, and only one of us had a job. All these years, she thought some rando had complimented her. I commented on this Instagram post pretty much when I mentioned earlier. I only saw this because the handwriting looked familiar, realized it was mine. No reply was forthcoming. I would have been verbatim in my retelling of this, only the post has since been deleted.
Ooh.
I didn't even know you could delete something from Instagram. Two things I've learned. I guess three, that you can delete something from Instagram.
Uh-huh.
First, getting credit where credit is due is something you only say to your guy friends. And to clear up the ambiguity at the beginning, as this was our last correspondence, I think our friendship is firmly in the past tense.
Can I just say that this is like the perfect storm of unfucking relatable, because it has everything that the other stories we've heard so far has. It has you not understanding what a woman is trying to do when she's talking to you. It has women
How
beneath
so?
Oh, she was at least a little bit interested in you, apparently.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Which women is, being manipulated to you, and your own vocabulary snafus, all three, it's the perfect storm. And by the way, let me just point out, it would have been nice if you hadn't told her that it was your note, because she had this nice thing going on in her head where a stranger was kind to me, and it's this beautiful moment, and you kind of shat on it.
You ruined it. Tisk tisk.
Let me just say, do you not think that was intentional?
Why would you do that, though?
Because he wanted to burst her bubble.
What a dick move.
Yeah,
you've never met.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, you know what, Amanda? If you have something to say, please feel free.
Well, the,
because I feel like there are people here with... I apparently did not give nearly enough context to understand.
Well, is she a crazy psycho bitch?
Yes.
Then she probably deserved it.
Then that's...
I don't know Susan well, but based on the story, she's Debbie 2.0.
Uh-huh.
She was... It came to the point where she just simply wasn't allowed in our home because my husband couldn't stand the way she treated Dave. So, yeah, she probably deserved whatever it was that he said.
Okay,
to her.
That's fair, but at the same time, that doesn't mean you have to do it.
The full figure thing's still hilarious.
The full figure thing is ridiculously dumb.
But that's like the mongoloid bag, too.
It totally is the mongoloid bag.
I literally had a different connotation of what that meant.
Right. I get that. And that's why I said it's the trifecta for you.
Which you would think, being as that bookstore I worked in was next to a dress barn, I would know what the difference is.
Oh, my God. Your ignorance to things is so amazing sometimes. But my point is still, even if she's this awful person, which apparently she is, don't have to be spiteful and actually shit on her parade.
I don't have to.
But you chose to.
But he thought it would be way more fun
to be fair, I didn't think it at the time. I was just like, oh, yeah, I wrote that. And then I thought, after it got deleted, I was like, oh, she really that was really a big fucking deal. And I'm like, yeah.
Maybe she went through the past decade thinking it was... the shining Prince Charming at a Kinko's. And I thought she was like an amazing person.
It was this ray of...
Thank you very much.
It was a ray of light when she was obviously in a bad
her
place.
Dark, full-figured existence.
I think there was actually a little bit of time between then and...
Did you ever sleep with Susan?
No.
Okay, did you have a thing for her?
Yes.
And
yeah, it was
pretty sure she had a thing for you.
You're incorrect.
She
didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't?
Okay, so she played like she had a thing for him.
I don't think she ever played.
Okay.
There were some people that did things that she did.
Well, there's some girls that are really smart, and they know, or they realize when a guy has a thing for them, and they take advantage of that. And that seems to be more the situation.
Correct.
I have never done that.
As she smiles.
She's smiling
like
and
that.
Not shrugging this time.
But, you know, sometimes you kind of just need somebody there to either make you feel better or you're bored.
As I said, she had two people for that.
I think, I don't know.
Insatiable.
I don't know Susan well. I only met her a handful of times.
Repeat.
But she definitely, she didn't have a lot of support, it didn't seem like, and she did have this person in Dave who would literally walk over hot coals for her.
Except for the idea when I wouldn't show up for to go to the...
Well,
I did eventually.
You did a lot of stuff for her.
I think she put in my time.
She definitely took advantage of that, and no, she never, to the best of my knowledge, gave him any indication, obvious or subtle, that she had any romantic interest in him, because I watched him pine for her for years.
All right, now you're done.
Just like I watched
keep going.
Nick pine for his version of Susan.
Okay, now keep going.
Whatever.
I don't know any of your current nor past situations.
That's fair.
Like, that's your business. Join me in my headspace. It's messy. It's crowded. There's a lot going on in there.
Sure. But also, I would never have called my obsession full-figured. Because I'm not dumb.
It's funny what people what sticks in people's craw on these episodes.
Really?
Well, it's a very taboo-y topic, I have to say.
Being full-figured, or the term is taboo.
Well, here's the thing. When you talk about Kate Upton being full-figured, she's full-figured when you're talking about modeling realm. And that is the runway stick thin, I can only eat paper, which is legitimate. They do eat paper.
Do they have condiments?
I think they sometimes snack on those.
But I mean, like, do they put condiments on the paper?
No.
Yeah. Mustard is too many calories.
Mustard. Oh, I think they just eat condiments. Like, they'll just eat mustard. Because that doesn't have any.
That's pretty good. I mean,
yeah,
mustard's
I mean,
pretty good.
It.
By itself, it's a bit much.
My favorite snack in college is mustard and pickles.
Ew.
Big fans of vinegar, those folks.
So, I just want to, let me just give you a bit of advice. If a woman says she's getting fat, you don't say, no, you're just full figured. You say, no, you're not. You're beautiful.
No, you're not. You look great.
You know what's really funny is I remember really searching for that proper term, too.
And you didn't say buxom or voluptuous. You said full figured.
To be fair.
Was she a full figured gal?
No. For her, yes.
Never.
But at the same time, I didn't mean that to mean that then.
You know, because
I didn't know. Okay,
they
I
have
just
these
know.
Books called
Ignorance.
Do I have a book?
It's called a thesaurus.
You think full fig? Well, I guess it might be now.
He worked in a bookstore.
Also, yeah. I was in my car.
You don't keep a thesaurus in your car?
No. No.
So disappointed.
Pretty disappointed.
How?
So I mean, who doesn't keep a thesaurus
right.
in your car? You just never. What
it's right next to my road flares.
That's a bad place for them.
Well, sometimes he has like a.
He has a grammar he's doing a crossword while waiting for a tow truck or something.
Never know
exactly what happened.
That's actually not a bad idea,
right?
In that very, very specific context and situation.
Always be prepared. It's the Boy Scout motto.
Were you a Boy Scout?
Hell no.
There you go.
I was not either. Just saying.
There you go.
Were you ever molested by a Boy Scout leader?
Were you molested by a Boy Scout leader? This is supposed to be about you. Is that what happened?
It is, but, you know, sometimes I get to ask questions.
Is Susan actually a Boy Scout leader? Is that what we're finding out?
Well, I wish I was molested by a Boy Scout leader.
On this chart, point to where she touched you.
Chart.
Not where he wanted her to touch her. This is the whole point of the story.
So was there anything even close? Like, you said you didn't sleep, but like...
Not really.
Any kissy-kissy or, you know, hand
work? Did she touch your leg?
Wow, we went really far down the...
Did she play with her hair when she was talking to you?
Her hair?
Yes.
No.
Did she play with your hair?
Like, once.
Oh.
Well, that's a little flirty.
That is a little flirty.
Did you have a bug in it?
I had very long hair at one point.
She did get snotty with me one time at Walgreens for not giving her the employee discount.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Was I there?
No, but she just assumed she came to the...
That's fucking awesome.
She came to the photo counter and she just put the stuff down and I rang it up and she just looked at me. She's like, you're not going to give me
See?
The family discount? And I said, no, you're not anybody's family.
That just sounds like poor upbringing to me.
I would occasionally give That's Dave not a family wrong. Discount because he did live with a Walgreens employee.
Yeah.
She was a friend of someone that lived with him. I'm like, no. And she just was like, okay.
I've never known that.
Yeah.
It's a minor thing, but kind of still very indicative of the kind of
person. She might have been entitlement. Cranky because that was during the time that she was full figure.
Yes.
Ooh. And was she also asking for the discount on tampons?
No, but that was the thing. She didn't even ask for it. She just assumed I would give it to her and said something when I did not.
It seems sort of weird to be asking what she was buying.
I don't remember.
I was going to say, buying. I would find it really hard to believe that you would remember what she was buying.
Unless it was something.
I don't even remember the thing I was bagging in the Mongoloid.
So,
bag.
Dave, are you ever attracted to women that aren't manipulators?
I don't know.
That's probably
on a superficial level, sure.
I mean, like, I would, like, not on, like, oh, seeing a woman, like, on TV and going, oh, she's attractive. I mean.
But chances are she is a manipulator, then.
Not necessarily, but my point is, ones where you meet and you get to know them, like, and you're like, I'd like to be with them. Are they all manipulators that you feel that way about?
I think I've just been unlucky.
Or maybe he's just attracted to that type of woman because subconsciously he doesn't really want a relationship, so he's setting himself up for a relationship.
Or this, or maybe Hold because,
on.
Okay.
She's on to something here.
I am a woman.
That is
as
true.
I forgot.
No, I don't think that you're far off.
So you kind of go after women that you know it's not going to really work out
Probably.
With because they have these humongously obvious personality flaws. Maybe not to you, but to everybody else.
Which is why you never made a move on the girl at Riot Fest or the girl at the House of Blues because there was too much of a chance of that being something that could work because you didn't know them well enough to know that it was going to turn to shit. And so you didn't make a move and you pretended like you didn't know you were supposed to make a move because that's what you do.
Was there more to that? Because shit.
Because you just... There basically there was a girl that seemed somewhat normal and approachable, and he was like, "Eh, too easy."
Yep.
You know what?
Yep.
Shit.
This is my favorite episode so far.
You say that like every other episode.
That is true
because we delve deeper and deeper into. You know what though? Unlike others, I don't mind this one. Like it seems like usually the more you enjoy it, the more I'm like. Oh, fuck. This is really, like, digging into, like...
That's because we touched on why you don't like functioning relationships.
I think that's probably very much a factor. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, I never really even... Now we're going to get real deep.
That's okay.
Oh.
We're going to get real deep. Like, even my parents. I don't remember them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were divorced, like, probably when I was walking.
Right, so you've never
just
had
an example of a functioning relationship.
Exactly.
Right. And my grandparents, who I saw a lot, it wasn't until years later, like, kind of like after my grandmother had died, that I didn't realize that, like, they don't really like each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of like this. It was a thing where, they would be like, well... Yeah, I'm married and this is it now.
It's more economical to stay together.
Kind of. I mean,
we have too many things.
I mean, my grandmother was like, she had, what, 8 siblings?
Ooh.
And she was, her mom basically was like, all right, you're staying home and you're taking care of your siblings.
Right. And plus, you know, at some point, once you get old enough, I mean, it's just easier just to become swingers instead of divorcing.
True. Just have an open relationship.
Absolutely disgusting when we're talking in
about your grandparents?
Yes.
And their sex lives?
Well, you know what? There actually is, and there has been documented cases of upticks in venereal diseases in retirement homes.
Those people have the most unprotective sex out of any.
For obvious reasons. Well, they can't get.
Yeah, they can't get preggers.
But you can get gonorrhea.
Yeah, well, who cares? You're almost dead anyway.
That's, I think, their rationale, too. Who the fuck cares?
You know what? That's...
Yeah, I love that mentality.
Why are they so, like, on the ball on that as far as... That makes
Pun intended.
That makes so much sense as far as, like, fuck it, we're going to die soon anyway. And yet they're the slowest drivers. They should want to be flying everywhere.
That's because they're getting roadhead.
Oh.
Grandma took her dentures out.
Oh.
I will say that your telling of this story, obviously...
I just gave you that visual.
It is a recurring theme from other episodes with other women, but it does seem like Susan did not tear you up as much as Debbie.
It's funny because let me think here. That was awesome.
That was my stomach, which in case anyone heard that.
Your stomach sounds like a boys' choir.
It does. That's
interesting.
That does not surprise me.
But, no, what the hell was I saying? It's funny you should say that because, the Debbie thing was like in the time that, months, really, it was... Well, literally a world, never had time to really process anything in that time. We're talking like Susan, over a decade.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like a thing that slowly was like, I really don't have any. I mean, I shouldn't say that I don't have any ill will because obviously I take a little bit of satisfaction
in that Instagram post.
And I wouldn't, you know what? And it wasn't until she deleted it that I got any satisfaction out of it. Because it wasn't until actually writing up the story for this where I'm like, I want to know what exactly did she write? Or it's fucking gone. That's weird.
Are you sure she didn't block you?
No, I can see anything else.
Oh, okay.
Anything else? Maybe it's because you didn't sleep with Susan.
But she was manipulating him and didn't want
right,
to
right, but he
him.
Slept with Debbie. Like, he was with Debbie. So maybe that's why the impact is different.
No. I think that's, like, genuine. And it's youth, too.
True.
Debbie said to... I don't know anything about Debbie, so this is just my guesstimation. Maybe Debbie set you up to be put in the path of women like Susan.
That's fair.
Probably.
That's probably accurate.
Yep.
But at the same time, like...
So who's your next Susan going to be?
Yeah, there's no next. Her name's Rita. There's no. Don't know what her real name is, but it'll be Rita when we get there. in season 5 of Unfucking Relatable.
Will she also be full figured?
Maybe not, but I'll tell her she is.
Oh, Dave.
Legit.
You know what? They need to be taken down a peg. Every so often.
Who's they? Are you talking about women in general?
Wow.
No, these particular...
Or just full-figured
these
women,
these particular
Dave.
Ones... You know, in retrospect, I'm totally fine with everything I said. I mean...
Well, sometimes after you figure out that they're a terrible person, you're like, fuck it. Everything that came out of my mouth, well-deserved. Yeah. Well-placed.
What were some of the things you said during these breaks that would piss her off?
I mean,
that's something I want to know.
I mean, see you're eating a sandwich. You know carbs put on weight, right?
No. It wasn't anything like, it was never like egging her on in any kind of way.
Did you cut your hair because now you look like a boy?
Are you drinking skim milk because you think you're fat? Because you could drink whole milk.
No, Nick. I never.
Did you incessantly quote Napoleon Dynamite? Because
I would never do that.
I would.
I don't really care about that. I don't really care about that movie.
What?
It's great.
It's fine.
It's all amazing.
It's fine, but I don't need to. I mean, maybe if it was a Tina line, I could like eat your fucking.
It's PG.
Well, that's right.
Eat your food.
And then flip a giant spoon of gruel at her.
And then the farmer across the street shoots a cow while the bus drives by.
No, it was just kind of like normal conversational stuff that, you know, I would say to. Anyone really, but it would just like a bee in her bonnet, just a random thing would set her off. And...
Well, there are women who are a little bit more sensitive and take things the wrong way. Like sometimes you have to know who you're having a conversation with, and you can genuinely determine whether they mean it in a sense other than how the word actually is supposed to be. Like, you know, people take things the wrong way all the time.
Right.
And there are some girls that are just uber sensitive
yeah,
to
like
everything.
Some women would get really upset if you point out a mole above their eyebrow.
And then there's other ones that would be like, it's a beauty mark.
No. And honestly, in years, in more recent years, she said shit that, like, it would just be kind of just a general sense of humor thing. I'd make just some sort of like, not even an offensive remark in any kind of way, but it would just be like this. I couldn't even give you an example.
I just don't know if you knew if they were offensive remarks, knowing your history of offensive remarks that you didn't realize were offensive.
But I can tell you based on the fact that there were, that I can't remember, like, the ones that are really bad, I always remember them.
Because sometimes you kind of really did mean them.
Waiter want to reference, what the fuck did this actually mean? Like in the case of,
I think the general consensus of this show is that you should always travel with a dictionary to thesaurus from now on,
even in your car.
In your car,
next to road flares.
Yeah, social etiquette guide.
Yeah, social etiquette for dummies.
And those cards that Paul told you about.
What's the what was her name? Mrs. Post or whatever. I don't know.
Marquis Post.
Saw
Dear
her.
Abby.
Yeah, she was just. Just watched her in Santa Clarita Diet, Marquis Post.
That's right.
I was happy to see that Marquis Post is still out there.
I think Dear Abby would have a field day with you.
I think Dear Abby's dead.
Well, she would be if she heard your stories.
Well, there's always a new Abby, air quotes.
The original
you can't
Abby
see.
Is dead.
Yes, but there are, like, the column right. Dear Abby still exists.
No, I mean, but she said things in, like, in some of our more recent conversations, I was like, this is like something I would have said that would have pissed you off, and I wouldn't. But now all of a sudden you say them, and it's all and it's
yeah, because she's not saying them to herself.
No, it's because
and because she's a woman, and that's what we do.
Well, I'm gonna say she was at one point diagnosed bipolar.
That sounds right.
Not she true.
On medication.
She was misdiagnosed, medicated.
Ooh, fun.
So, like, there was, like, it was borderline personality disorder, all this shit. You know what it turned out to be? Hypoglycemia.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me. That can actually do that.
That could screw with your system.
Yeah, it can throw you all over the place.
But that's how wrong, like, and now.
Have you ever seen someone when they're really hangry?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You ever been in a car with someone on the way to New Orleans when they get really hangry?
I have.
But she, and now she's kind of like Debbie, living happily, totally normal. I'm a distant roadkill in the rear view.
How do you know that they're living normal? Or is that just
he stalks them.
Is that just the perception that they're giving? Because you know everything on Instagram is fake.
That's a fair point. Nobody,
nothing on my Instagram is fake.
Let me just say, nobody has their shit together.
I am the realness.
Dave, nobody has their shit together as much as they like to pretend they do on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I have my shit exactly where I need it to be for right now.
Okay.
It may not all be together, but I know where it all is.
As long as
it all ends up in the toilet, you're good.
Yeah, and then flushed
mostly.
Down.
Mostly.
And not
except
flushed.
For the ones I
sometimes a courtesy flush.
Except for the ones I purposely nice. Miss.
Like, so it's on your floor? Why would you do that?
No, I have receptacles I'm aiming for.
You have like poop buckets?
They're more like jars.
That's even worse.
Like, so I can keep
you
them.
You like Target shit? Because that is unheard of.
It's a new Olympic event.
I'm training for when that becomes an event.
Keep training.
Apparently,
hey man, if people need to take PEDs to do curling, then I mean, I think I'm ahead of the curve here.
Sure,
everything is going to be an Olympic event eventually. As the polar ice caps melt, and there's no more snow. There's not going to be any more of this. You're never going to see. You're never going to see another biathlon. They're going to have to think of another thing to do while shooting. Right,
so it's going to be shooting and shitting.
Yeah.
Yep. You have to write your name on the
actually
concrete
it's just
urine.
A combination. You're not really even doing two things anymore. You're kind of just you'll sit on a toilet, you'll push it,
and then shit on it.
And then you stand up on it on your way down, and you aim for targets as your...
Will they let full-figured people compete?
Oh, I think they're going to be your gold medalists.
That's
going to
be all your gold medalists.
Because you have to have a sufficient amount of ammo.
And momentum, since you're sledding.
And then sure. To get that ammo, you need to have a sufficient amount of fuel.
Right.
Oh, like methane gas.
Yeah, they're self-propelled.
Oh my god.
This has turned into something very strange.
You're not going to be able to smoke anywhere on that course.
Anybody that knows me well is not going to be shocked if this turned into a poop conversation.
So, which is weird that you didn't even bring it up.
Is this the kind of conversation you would have with Susan that would make her get all pissed off?
Probably not now.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, did she...
Were you like
engage with you? Though.
You'd be really good at the shit sledding, Susan, because you'd have lots of ammo. Because
you're full figured. Full figured, perfect for shit sledding.
Didn't really establish how you would sled.
I would assume that there would be tracks, and they'd be lubricated by the feces.
Waste not, want not.
Exactly.
No idea how we got here.
But we did. And it's important to note that we did.
Yep. That's what matters, is knowing.
Listeners can later on find the devolution of this conversation, which many will say didn't start in the best place anyway. And now it's gone directly into the shit.
I would say that this has been a very full-figured conversation.
Robust.
Mm-hmm. Buxom. Voluptuous.
Also would have been fine words.
So the curvy. Moral of the story is Dave is attracted to emotionally disturbed women who then manipulate him. But at the end of the day, he doesn't really want a relationship, and that's why he goes after them.
Might be too long of a synopsis.
I think it's pretty accurate.
But not incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus,
you know, dictionary.
Thesaurus.
Both.
In your car with the flares at all times.
They come in a set, not the flares.
But yeah, you can get the dictionary and thesaurus together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not the flares.
Yeah, you want the
fusion.
You have
to go to a separate store for that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because books and flares closed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up in flames.
Yeah. Ooh.
And that's the kind of awesome, that nothing that the show is really all based on, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's my misery.
I like how, just as someone who knows your thought process in this, you know, you always try to have yourself an advocate. And I don't know if either of us were really your advocate on this episode.
No, because I feel firmly in the right in this one.
Okay.
I don't think he was incorrect, though.
Like, I think you had moments where you were being a complete dumbass.
Yeah.
We're allowing
yourself to be manipulated. But at the end of the day, most people probably think when they see, you know, an Instagram post or whatever social media type outlet that triggers them, most people are probably like, fuck you. Dave just kind of acted on it. Well, most people think it, but might not act on it.
Because most people are better than that? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah, fuck you. Most people are not better than that.
Yeah.
Most people lack the ability to get in a proper dig that will actually hurt somebody's feelings.
Oh.
I think most
people are
just
not imaginative enough, Nick. That's why there's nothing original in Hollywood anymore. Nobody has
that
original
could be a
thoughts.
Whole other conversation.
Yes. He just acted on what most people think.
I'm governed 85% by my id.
I think I'm governed mostly by my superego.
It shows.
Thank you.
I'm not governed at all.
That makes
That's
sense.
That's great.
Which is why you pee sometimes.
You are ingobernable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I pee sometimes because I have bad bladder control.
You should govern that.
I try to.
I've never heard anybody talk this much about that. That's really... Refreshing's not the word?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is, but...
It is like the initial sensation, I imagine.
Then you're like, oh, I gotta go to the store and I might smell like urine.
Right. There's that.
And there's an issue.
But if you're going to like Walmart or something,
I would fit right in.
Right. No one would notice. It's just a sea of pee.
Mm-hmm. And feces sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have those feces.
I feel like you could have the qualifying events for this shit ski at the Walmart.
That's the shit slide. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, that's
I just gave you a venue.
That's your recruitment center.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Actually Walmart's your training.
That's where your athletes center. That's where you find those athletes.
Well, that's where they are literally training.
Yeah.
That's where they fuel up.
Mm-hmm. I thought they started training.
You will find the proper physique for this sport at the Walmart.
I could see that.
Along with copious amounts of Doritos.
And Mountain Dew.
Which are both important components
of the training.
Of, yeah, to a winning shit sledder.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to throw in
Taco Bell.
Well, they don't have that there.
No, but you
some
get
of
on
them
the
have Subways.
They do have frozen burritos.
There you go, frozen burritos.
Which they don't. They can just put under one of their armpits, and by the time
they leave the store, it'll be warmed up.
Yeah, it's perfect. Just enough to not get totally ill.
So you hear that, Susan? He's saying that you could warm up a whole frozen burrito before
holy
you leave
shit.
Walmart.
You are terrible.
Literally, yep. Holy shit.
No holes in my...
Ooh, solid.
Yeah. That's how you knock down the targets. Yeah, because it's not just hitting them, you gotta knock them down. Well, we knocked down this episode.
Oh, yeah, we sure did.
We knocked it into the fucking ground.
Into the toilet, actually.
Into the shit. Right into the shitter.
Right.
Thanks?
Oh, you're welcome.
I feel like my insight was extremely valuable.
It was.
I agree.
No.
I agree. Your insight was valuable.
Your insight was.
I think I got into your head a little bit, so I'm a little proud of myself.
Are you a little scared, though?
No, I don't scare
you. Should be.
My ego is too big to scare. Pat myself
That's
on the
good.
Back. Yeah.
That's cool. That's good. You should. You deserve it.
Thanks. I know.
What about me?
You deserve shit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What about you?
Yeah.
Join us next week for something. Join us next week for a talk about a casual get-together gone around. Oh, no, we did that one. Sorry. Fuck, I don't know what's next week.
Next week.
It'll be horrific, and I will definitely be the butt of the joke. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the show.
You going to say your tagline?
As always, this is my life, and you're just laughing at it.
Yep.
Memoriam Development.